Hello,
Hello?
Good morning. Jacob?
Yeah.
Hi, Jacob. Good morning. My name is Ricardo. I'm calling you from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not filing anything, sir. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues that are facing your community and the nation.
Sure.
Can you please? Sir?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
100% will vote.
You will definitely vote?
Yep.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age bracket, sir, please?
Between, like, early 30s.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction that the country is headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I would say dissatisfied.
Thank you. Okay, and now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. The first one, sir, is protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Ooh, I put that at a 7.
Okay. And fighting inflation and improving the economy.
5.
And protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Also 5.
And making housing more affordable.
That's a 7.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
4.
Okay. And do you approve or you disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Kind of approve.
Somewhat approve? Strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate on your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. A 50 means that you do not particularly warm or cold. Republicans and Congress.
Republicans in Congress?
Correct.
25.
Next up is Joe Biden.
65.
65?
Yep.
Okay. And the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
50.
Thank you. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think that the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue is for the FDA to be focused on. A 10, use the 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it is important at all. The first one up, sir, is restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
Five.
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
3.
Authorizing prescription medication.
4.
And educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
5.
Okay, thank you. Now, it is not really illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or you oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Sir?
That's a good question, sorry.
you're considering it?
Yeah, I have never thought about it before. Let's say I I support that.
You somewhat support it? You strongly support it?
Somewhat. Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. All right. And do you support or do you oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I somewhat support that.
Somewhat support. Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Probably much more.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues.
Okay. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on, between prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products over flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes which switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Between those two, which one would you consider?
Could you summarize that one more time? Like the two main categories were what?
Okay, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Prohibition is the first one. It's an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors and requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products.
Probation.
Okay. And I'd like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Now, the first one is an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helped to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. How concerned are you about that?
Not concerned at all.
Not concerned at all. Okay. And more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
Not concerned.
Not very much concerned or not concerned at all?
Not concerned at all.
Okay. And the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales?
Not concerned.
Okay. Now we're almost done here. I'm going to read you some of the statements people have made about these bans. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement. A 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all, sir.
Okay.
Now America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs between self-police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. How do you feel about that statement?
I would agree with that.
Somewhat agree, strongly agree?
I strongly agree that is true. Yeah.
Okay. Now the next one up is prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it also failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will just simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. How do you feel about that statement?
I disagree.
You strongly disagree or you somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. And today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How do you feel about that statement, sir?
Can you say it one more time? Sorry.
Sure, not a problem. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction.
I like neither agree nor disagree. I guess maybe somewhat disagree with that.
Okay. Not a problem. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or you oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yeah, I would say I somewhat support that. Yeah.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat support that.
Thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Somewhat more benefit.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision on who to vote for?
It wouldn't have much impact on my decision to vote.
It would have no impact?
Yeah.
Okay. Correct. Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of these following products? Wine?
Nope, none.
Beer?
Nope.
Coffee?
Nope.
Liquor or spirits?
Nope.
E-cigarette or vapor, e-vapor products?
Nope. None.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Nope.
How about soda pop?
Yep.
Okay. Heat, not burn tobacco products?
Nope.
Cigarettes?
Nope.
Smokeless tobacco such as Zip or Chew?
Nope.
Cigars?
Nope.
Pipe tobacco?
Mm-mm.
Thank you. All right, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only.
Yeah.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Last, you said year or level?
No, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College, bachelor's degree.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And which of the following best describes how you think of current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No? Okay. And how would you best describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I would say it's very close to rural, but I'm going to say probably a little bit more suburban.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Jacob, this concludes our story for today. Thank you very much for helping me out, and please enjoy the rest of your weekend, sir.
You're welcome. Have
Thank
fun
you,
getting good responses. Take care.
Thank you, sir.